Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the Al Mashriq program on Radio Islam International. My name is Ibrahim Daha. Inshallah, we'll be keeping your company up until 12. And joining me on the program, Junaid Jassad. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My name is Ibrahim. How are you keeping this morning?
Alhamdulillah, Ma, doing very well. And yourself?
Very well, alhamdulillah, Allah shukr.
Ma, how's the weather in Amaloya, Indonesia? We've been having some rain, some cold weather.
Yes, alhamdulillah, shukr. In Ermelo, it's been warm this morning. However, I can see now that there's cloud build-up and a bit of wind. Perhaps looking forward to some rain, inshallah, Aziz.
Inshallah. Idrisba has also joined us on the line. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you, my beloved Maulanas?
Alhamdulillah, doing very well. And yourself, Idrisba?
Alhamdulillah. I'm just doing what I normally do. I'm driving to the airport and I'll be flying to Pretoria today, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Inshallah, Aziz. Okay. So are you learning at Waterkloof, is this way?
Yes. No, don't worry. I haven't given up. Eh? You know what? Anything can happen, you know. Right? No, at Lens area.
Okay, mashallah. Idris Bhai, today being Thursday, alhamdulillah, you know, it's such an honor to be with you on the program and to share this time. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you for your time that you have dedicated to Radio Islam every week, alhamdulillah. Idris Bhai, we're looking at the first 3 years of marriage. That's, you know, we previously spoke about marriage in general. Today, looking at the first 3 years in particular of marriage and how to deal with that, how to, it's not a matter of getting through it, but rather it is a matter of how to make the best out of it.
Yes, you know, the Maulana, but before I even start doing that, I just want to mention that you know, a dear friend of mine and someone that I'm sure you heard of, Sheikh Hamza Yusuf, you know, he and his sister lost their beloved father. And alhamdulillah, he embraced Islam and we make dua that Allah grants him the highest status in Jannah. And he has been a tremendous inspiration in the lives of both Sheikh Hamza and his sister Nabila. And we make dua that Allah, you know, grants in the high status Jannah and makes it easy for his family, and I request the listeners to make dua for them, inshallah.
Aziz. Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make his maghfirah. I believe that he accepted Islam just 2 weeks before passing away.
And apparently, alhamdulillah, he passed away peacefully. And so, alhamdulillah, you know, Allah is the one that gives hidayah, and you know, he's blessed to have son and daughter like you know, Sheikh Hamza and Nabila. And inshallah, we make dua that we too die with iman, and we die having left behind pleasant memories, inshallah.
Yes, that is our main desire, to pass away with iman. You know, like you've mentioned so many times on this program as well, that it's the legacy that we leave behind for our children, it's the legacy that we leave behind for the people around us that is so important and that matters so much. And we can live our lives the way we please, but at the end we're going to have to leave this world. And how do we want to, or what type of memory do we want to leave behind for those near and dear to us? And that is the questions we have to keep asking ourselves. And inshallah, Aziz, the correct answer for that can only come from ourselves.
Absolutely. I mean, I just had one example now where a father is no more staying in Durban. He's in his 80s, and he came here. He's got a son staying here in Durban. He's got a son here. And the son doesn't want to contact him at all, you know. And when we phoned him up using another number, and when he spoke to his father, the only question he asked his father is, when you're going back, you know. And the father is very emotional about it. And so I think it's important, very, very important, especially in this day and age, and Allah must forgive us, you know, forgive us if we were not loyal to our parents, obedient to them, because if we are not obedient to our parents, and if they are displeased with us, then Allah is not pleased with us. So, and I think today especially, there's so much of emphasis on social media, contacting the people, being in touch, you know, 24 hours a day, that even the sakina of salah is gone, the tranquility of the heart is gone completely, and you find the havoc that it is wreaking is unbelievable, that although the means of communication today are so much easier, it's accessible, it's there, but yet we find that when you speak to parents and you speak to spouses, they say, you know, it's a pity that my wife or husband does not keep in contact with me as they do with the outside world. And I think, you know, an important message, and it's a reminder that we've been giving, that people give, and it's a reminder to us also that we just have one life. We don't know when Allah will call us, and let us pray that when He does call us, that we have not left behind pain, but we left behind ease, that people would pray for us, they'll move to tears, and they'll make dua for us. And it's about giving people a dignity in every aspect of our life. And the reason that I'm sharing all of this is that today, you know, you find the question to ask ourselves, were we better off without the cell phone communication, social media? And many of them argue, yes, we are, we have been. And so I think what we need to do is, if the cell phone or the social media can enhance our relationship with our loved ones, alhamdulillah. Otherwise, it's really a curse, and it's not something, a blessing to all of us. You know?
We are using it, alhamdulillah, many of us, to enhance relationships, form different family groups, family whom we may not have had contact with for many years. Alhamdulillah, you know, they are coming back, and we are getting better in contact with them, getting closer to them. And this is what our desire is. This is what our what we really want, you know, just to build up that relationship with that family. But at the same time also, like the person that you mentioned, like the case that you mentioned, and there are others as well who perhaps would have contact with everybody else, but when it comes to their own family members, then they have no contact with them. And in actual fact, on the flip side, it is by where a person would have contact with the whole world, spending hours chatting with everyone, but the people who are directly in front of them, they lose contact with them because they are so engrossed with the cell phone that they don't have time for their children and for those in their immediate surrounds.
Yeah, that's very, very true. And this is something that, you know, we need to really understand, you know. The important thing, for example, is that the whole range of things that we need to do is that we have forgotten the face-to-face communication, about hugging, about connecting, it's about smiling and face-to-face, that, you know, sometimes, you know, modernity and the stresses of modern life, we forget that Allah is the provider. Of course, you got to go and seek for it, and Allah will provide. And we are sometimes so obsessed with improving the material condition of our life, that we have forgotten the spiritual dimension, we've forgotten the other important aspects. And, you know, that's why, you know, there's a saying that goes, you'd rather give someone a rose than leaving a wreath behind. Because, you know, it's important that the people that you love, your spouse and your family, that you do tell them that you love them enough. In fact, you know, I was reading the other day the 10 biggest regrets people, dying people have. And the three come to mind. They said they wish they told their loved ones more often that they love them. The other one, that they wish they spend more time with them. And the other one was they hoped and prayed they made the spouse the number one priority, you know. So These are the errors other people made, and I think we need to learn from the mistake of others, inshallah, so we do not replicate it.
Mm-hmm. Well, Ibrahim, are you there?
Yes, I am. This is why it's a very important thing that you mentioned, especially appreciating people and appreciating the ones around us. You know, generally, we learn to value something or someone when we don't have it. And then when we have that person with us, then the value or the appreciation level of that person drops. And then once they leave us again, we feel that I should have done this and I should have done that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also speaks about this in Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the people of Bani Israel, that Yusuf alayhi salam was sent to them. They didn't listen to him. And then after he had left them, they said that we regret now that Allah will not send another messenger to teach us. So this is something that we need to learn definitely and bring into our lives, of learning to appreciate the people while they are with us.
Yeah, you know, alhamdulillah, that's a very important thing, you know, that the critical aspect that we need to bear in mind is the whole issue is to be conscious, to be alive, and to look around us, you know, and to be vigilant. You know, the thing is that our children need us, they need our care, they need our support, and most importantly, that we need to be the real test, really, for everyone. And I'm sure, and we are all often guilty of this, is not so much your public persona, you know, who you are outside and who you are at home. And really, this issue, this marriage as an issue, you know, people do make mistakes. I mean, we have made mistakes. It's about how to really ensure that you go through difficult times together, you share the joy and you share the pain, and where you try to understand each other so that you create a wonderful ethos at home, create a sanctuary rather than it being a site of contestation, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it is by looking at the first 3 months of marriage. Well, that is what we said we're going to speak about.
Yes, first 3 years.
Sorry, first 3 years of marriage, and making sure that obviously that's your starting of your marriage, so you want to establish your marriage and you want to solidify it, you want to build on it, and you want to make sure that those first 3 years run so well that it forms an excellent foundation for the rest of your marriage. And it is obviously these first 3 years of marriage that you're going to turn back after so many years, and you're going to say to your grandchildren that, you know, this is what we did and that is what we did, and this is the time we actually build up so many of your memories during the first 3 years.
Yeah, absolutely. You see, the critical thing that you got to understand is that when you marry, you really don't know your partner as well as you'd like to, because especially at a time when we do not do, sadly, a premarital counseling, many people don't do it, they do it at their own peril, that the first 3 years is a chance to get to know your partner, get to know them, you know, physically, emotionally, spiritually. You get to know exactly, you know, what is it that motivates them, what is it that upsets them, what are the value systems that they have. And it's an important time. So then what you do is that you make adjustments. Like, for example, I was dealing with someone, and she said to me, they married now for maybe a few years now. So she said to me, you know, when at home, when I was growing up, I could get whatever I wanted on demand, and there was no one telling me, you know, you'll not get it. And now suddenly I'm married. I said, that's the point. You see, you've got to make an adjustment. You've got to now share something. You're sharing a space. So I think there is also that element that you got to understand. Now, what happens is this, that people, many people, you know, do not understand there's a transition between being a single person and married, and when you are married. When you are married, the first few months especially is a period of adjustment. You've got to. All of us need to make adjustments. There's no such thing as I did not make any adjustment, because nothing can prepare you for marital life. And if you prepare to make the adjustment, because there are two fundamental things. Number one is that you adjust to the institution of marriage and you adjust to the individual. Now, for example, a Fatima in a marriage with Muhammad will not be the same Fatima if she married an Idris. She will not be the same Fatima if she married a Junaid, for example. You know why? Whilst I'm not saying you're compromised on your value system, you're dealing with another personality, you're dealing with someone with a different experience, background, and so on and so forth. So these are things that are often not understood. And what happens that because people are not prepared to persevere and work hard at it to negotiate, then after a few months, they're going to pack up and go, you know. They just had those unrealistic expectations. They thought it was a utopia. And whatever they see in books or whatever, you know, the pure, exclusive, romantic notion of marriage. And suddenly they realize, why? It's not what I expected, you know.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's an interesting concept or idea that you are speaking about. It is by, in fact, you know, a few years back in the month of Ramadan, in the marriage program, we discussed this. And we spoke about the seasons of marriage. And when we look at the seasons of marriage, you have, in the Western world, you would have the springtime of marriage, and that they consider the time before marriage. And the first few days of marriage. But when we look at the springtime of marriage, we're looking at the first few days after your nikah. And you know, at that time, you look at your spouse and you can't see any fault in them at all, because they are that perfect human being for you, and they are the perfect individual for you. But then as you go on, then you come to the summertime of marriage, and then your relationship has built up. But then you come to the autumn of marriage, and that is when you start spending more time with your spouse, and you start seeing peculiar differences or some little faults, or some things are not 100% perfect the way that you knew them to be. And then comes the winter time of marriage, and then you sort of lose interest in your spouse. And what they are saying is that all of these different seasons of marriage, you have to really work hard at making your relationship strong, so that when you come through the autumn and winter, you are able to bear that, and you can, you know, your relationship can be renewed thereafter.
You know, it's a very, very powerful thing that you speak about, because in the end, you know, every marriage would be tested. Like as the weather elements would test you, every marriage would test you in different aspects. So what is important, when things are going well, you need to really invest emotionally in each other, you know, connect with each and consolidate. And then and disappoints, you see, sadly, when some people are going through some challenge, they forget about the good times. They forget about the sacrifice that the other person has made. They forget about the support they have given. They forget about all of these things, and they end up complaining and complaining all the time. And this is the point. You see, the thing is, I think this whole institution of marriage is not understood as it should be by people. And once they understand it's not about entitlement, once they understand there are going to be different varying circumstances, as the beautiful metaphor of the weather that you use now, you know.
I'd just like to mention that this the sister that was looking for the poem that Idris Bhai spoke about in one of his previous programs, that sister is most welcome to contact us or pass on a WhatsApp, an email address or something to us, and inshallah al-Aziz, we can pass that poem on to the sister. Idris Bhai has located that poem. It's Lessons from Life by Ronald Russell, and inshallah we can pass it on to that sister. Idris Bhai, you know, speaking about the seasons of marriage, there's a poem that I came across, Through Rain and Passing Seasons. And can I read that poem out to you?
Yeah, please, Maulana, please.
Okay, but it's not out to you, it's to my wife.
Okay. You're forgiven.
Okay. Your heart and my heart, stitched together, forever is their destination, and they climb the same mountain. They twist and pull, but never tear. One falls, one lifts, and they walk on. Your heart and my heart, held tight and fast, resemble the ones from us and the ones that will be. their eyes and smiles will us forward through rain and sun and passing seasons. Your heart and my heart carry sorrow and joy. They reflect the difficult journey, but prove it is a worthy endeavor. We don't let go. We dance and crawl towards truth. So that is a poem on marriage and how two individuals endure the seasons for the love that they share.
Yes, that's the point. And you know what? When you speak about the knot, it's a similar metaphor our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used with Bibi Aisha, you know, and they used to refer to it all the time, and there was a reassurance that the knot is still there and is very, very strong. And, you know, I think, you know, there is another perspective to all of this. The perspective is that you got to understand that you are going to have challenges. You got to understand that eternal bliss comes only after our life on this earth. And part of the eternal bliss will come from our perseverance, our patience, and also, you know, the element of forgiveness and compassion that is so critical. I think many people forget the big picture, and as a result of it, they become very impatient and they want instant gratification.
Mm-hmm. So can we take a little bit of a break? It's almost, well, it's past our 11:30 mark, and maybe just before the break, Maulana Daya can share our contact details.
Yes, and I think firstly I would be the first one to ask you to forward me that poem. Maybe I could use it later. Anyway, the contact details are 011-854-1548, and the WhatsApp number is 072-786-1548. Those are the numbers that you can contact us on.
Welcome back to Al Mashriq on Radio Islam. It's 22 minutes to 12, and our guest is Idris Khamisa, the famous love doctor. Idris Bhai, welcome back. Idris Bhai, are you there? Okay, I don't know if we can get Idris Bhai back, or whether we've lost him on the line, or he has lost us somehow, Maulana Ibrahim.
Yes, our studio operator, Usama, is just trying to get him back on the line. The line seems to have dropped, and inshallah we'll have him back soon.
Seems like that there's a lot that you need to learn still, Maulana Ibrahim, in terms of your first few days of marriage.
Yes, that's why I was looking forward to this program when I heard, okay, the first 3 years of marriage. I said, this should be interesting. I'll be the first listener on this program, and we'll learn a lot from Maulana yourself and also from Idris Bhai. And with that, we do have Idris Bhai back on the line.
Okay, Idris Bhai. Jazakumullah khair. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We are back on the program, alhamdulillah. And Idris Bhai, speaking about the seasons of marriage, speaking about the first 3 years of marriage, now when it comes to relationships, like we said, we have to establish those relationships in the first three years.
Your call has been placed on hold.
Okay, there seems to be some issue there again, and seems like we've been placed on hold, Idris Bhai, Maulana.
Yes, I know Idris Bhai was on his way to the airport. Maybe he's just a bit busy with the check-in or something that way. But we are working to get him back, inshallah.
Inshallah, Aziz. Yes, Maulana, what advice you have, recent experience, so to say, what advice would you give?
I've only been married for about two and a half months, so I don't think I'm yet in the position to be giving advice, because we all know that the first few months is just... it's a very blissful time getting to know your new partner and enjoying that time spent with them. But so it's a learning period for all of us, and we can continue learning, inshallah.
Inshallah, Aziz. But when there must be something that you have picked up during these first few months, or something that maybe you could share that you've learned.
You know, we always remember the advices of our satira, and when we want to make any decision, we always speak to them first. And one of the advices that they gave us, and they told us that especially in the first few months of marriage, you should spend a lot of time communicating and a lot of time speaking, learning about your spouse, as it is also pointed out, to understand the individual. And that has been one of maybe the best advices that I've got, that, you know, spend a lot of time discussing one another, or discussing the likes, dislikes of one another, and getting to know the person, and, you know, spend a lot of time talking with one another.
So, yes, once you are able to have that open communication with one another, then it's very easy later on in your life to be able to discuss issues and to explain if there's anything bothering you, or to iron out issues. And if you are unable to talk, if you're unable to speak, then once you come to or hit a rough patch, it will be very difficult to talk things through.
Yes, definitely. Communication is important in any relationship. And we do have Idris Bhai back on the line. Idris Bhai, assalamu alaikum and welcome back.
Wa alaikum salam. You know, one of the things that I want to share, just someone, you know, phoned me up just prior to the program. And so, and her parents decided that she should not get into high school for the reasons. I'm sure they got good reasons for that. But the mistake to make, if you do not want your children to go through the whole school life, but you have to make sure that you train them up, give them skills, give them confidence, make sure they read books, make sure they articulate. Because this notion, that one of the recurring problems I'm getting now, is that there are lots of young girls who have not gone into school, and many of them who have, there has been no further development, personal development, they have not gone for any classes, and the parents' notion is, you're the wife, and you must just shut up and listen to your husband. You know, it's something that worked in the days gone by, but nowadays different, and you find that, you know, people are phoning, they say, you know, Uncle Idris, you know, I'm not articulate, and this is what has happened, and my husband is no different from what my father is. My father is happy that I have a husband like this, and so on and so forth. You know, and I think, you know, it's we must not, all of us, be selective about the prophetic model. You know, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was comprehensive in every aspect of human endeavor, no matter how minuscule it was. And sadly, we do not speak enough and extract lessons from the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam marriage and how he conducted himself in terms of every aspect of that, the way he spoke to them, the way he treated them. He never demeaned them, he never humiliated them, you know, and all the time, what was his philosophy? Why? And you find that many a husband today, you know, has deep regrets if he has been tyrannical or autocratic. And when you are tyrannical or autocratic, you get what you want, but it's not about what getting what you want. Marriage is about togetherness, it's about the us. So we'll be happy. I'll be very, very happy if our listeners share with us, you know, what their perspectives are on what we are saying, because I always get enriched by wonderful, wonderful listeners. Enrich us, ask us questions, because, you know, we need to speak about it, you know. And you may ask me why I spoke about 3 years, you know. I've been, you know, over a period of time, I've been doing a fair amount of reading, and today psychologists have concurred that 3 years is the time, is a critical time for you to go through your alignment, adjustment, so on and so forth.
And I think 3 years is a sort of base or benchmark, that if in anything you can last for 3 years, then you're going to last in that, and it's going to be a success if you can make it in 3 years. So, you know, even in a certain work or certain place, whatever, if you're able to manage 3 years, then you're going to make a success out of it. So that's, I think that's why they use 3 years as well there.
Alhamdulillah.
Jimalan Ibrahim.
Yes, we learned that, you know, Ma, as you mentioned, that if you, in that first 3 years, it's very important also to also put down maybe some principles that will then form the foundation for the rest of the marriage. And if you can get through those 3 years, and if you can develop like sort of understanding between one another in those first few years, then inshallah, this will be the foundation for a long-term relationship with the spouse.
And absolutely, you know, in the first within the first 3 years, you got to develop, for example, you know, a kind of consciousness, a kind of routine, a kind of template, you know, so people, inshallah, will understand, you know, the template is very, very critical in terms of what the routine should be, you know. Can you just phone me back in 2 minutes, please, man? There is my cousin going for a wedding to Zambia called Switzerland, all right?
Okay, Idris Bhai. Malana, maybe we can take a little bit of a break as well now, inshallah, Aziz, and perhaps just come back after that.
Inshallah.
Welcome back to Al Mashriq on Radio Islam International. It's 11 minutes to 12. My name is Junaid Jassar. My co-host is Malana Ibrahim Dai. Our guest was Brother Idris Khamisa. He's at the airport at the moment, so I don't think we can, we're going to cross over back to Idris Bhai. But Malana Ibrahim, you know, looking at the what we spoke about, the seasons of marriage, this is what we actually were looking at. And, you know, you look at the starting of a person's marriage, when the person just gets married, you look at your wife and you say, oh, this is an amazing person. And, you know, she's always dolled up and she's always dressed up and, you know, there's no hair out of place. And then you also are quite similar, where you also, as a man, dress up and you doll up and you do yourself up, and your kurta is always neat and ironed and everything. And then as the time goes by, then you sort of let your guard down because you've become more comfortable with that individual. Now, as you let your guard down, then your certain faults and certain issues are going to start manifesting themselves. They're going to start coming out in the open. That, you know, you're not always as neat as what you were in the starting. Your wife is not always as neat and made up with the makeup and whatever else as she was in the starting. And now you start seeing the more natural part of the person. But with that natural reflection, then there's some faults that will appear as well. And that is the time when you say you are going into the autumn of your marriage, and now there is a test. Are you still going to love that person if they don't look the same? And you know, it's very interestingly, at the bank the other day, the teller just out of the blue asked me a question. Says that, tell me, you get married to a certain person, and then 4 years down the line, that person has gone double the size. Will you still love that person? And you know, thinking about that, love and mahabba is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts in a person's heart. And even if that person has doubled in size, whatever other shortcomings that person has, but if you've established your love for that person, then it doesn't depend on looks, it doesn't depend on how that person is, but it depends on how much you love that person. But that doesn't mean that as individuals we don't look after ourselves and we don't take pride in our image. But we should continue looking after ourselves, taking pride in our image, and you know, presenting a good image to our spouses so that we can make life more comfortable, more pleasant for them.
Yes, Majid, you make a very important point there. And it's something that maybe we need to keep in mind as well, that we know that in the beginning of the marriage, both parties want to, as you say, doll up. You want to look nice for your wife, you want to look nice for your husband, and then as time goes and you get more comfortable. But I think the point there, or the what to do, is to find a balance from the very start, that it shouldn't be extreme on both ends, where in the beginning you did a lot or maybe too much, and then towards the later in the relationship where we sort of fall back and to another extreme level where we don't even really worry about it. But it's finding that balance, something that we can maintain throughout the relationship, that will help build a happy and a blissful marriage.
Okay, I think Idris Bhai is back. Let's speak to Idris Bhai now, inshallah. Idris Bhai, welcome back.
Yeah, sorry, man. My cousins are going to Zambia for a wedding. I just met them there. Alhamdulillah. How are y'all? Are y'all okay? Y'all miss me?
Definitely, Trisbhai.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. So anyone is listening, why are they not phoning, man?
I don't know. Maybe they too busy with the biryani, tomorrow's biryani.
Okay. Or maybe they are having a blissful life. They don't have issues, you know?
No problems in the world, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. May Allah keep you that way, Karim.
This way, just one of we were speaking about the first few years of marriage and the first few instances of marriage. And one thing that sometimes is maybe you said in the beginning of the program that it's a very big adjustment. Marriage is a very big adjustment. And I think one thing that many people maybe find challenging in that first year or two or the first few months is that before marriage, you sort of had time where you would socialize with people and you'd be with your family or with your friends, and then there was times when you wanted to be alone, like your alone time. You maybe want to just gather your thoughts and so forth. And when you get married, that sort of changes. That is now together, is alone time when you're alone with your wife, or is it just being alone by yourself? And again, together time, is the when you're with your wife, is that considered as together, or should it be that you're spending time with the family and that? So it's maybe that also adjustment. Some people find it harder to make that adjustment as well.
Yeah, but that's the point. See, that's why I really emphasize this weekly template. The idea behind the weekly template is that you have time that you do things together. And you also have alone time. You know what I'm saying? The alone time is just like, it doesn't, you know, it's not every day or whatever, but alone time where you got time to reflect. Where, for example, you may want to do something for your own personal growth and development, the time that you spend on your own. And the whole thing is, you see, this is a point, you know, you spoke initially about adjustment. I'll give you a very simple thing. I was speaking to a couple there. I asked him, I said to her, tell me when you got married, before you got married, tell me which side of the bed did you sleep, on the left or on the right? You know, she said she slept on the left-hand side. I said, where are you sleeping now? She said, I'm sleeping now on the right-hand side. I'm not saying it's a big issue, but even that requires adjustment. It requires you to do things differently. And it's about really, in the end, talking about things, talking about, you know, what makes you uneasy. If I were to tell my wife, my lovey, my darling, that I'm feeling a bit, you know, I'm not feeling right today. I don't want her to judge me. I want her to listen with the heart, you know. I'm telling her I got the pain, you know. I don't want her to aggravate the pain. I want her to diminish it. You know, that's the point I want to do. So the whole idea is, I think, if couples can help each other to reduce the stresses in life, is to help them, inshallah, to me the most important thing, to attain Jannah. But on a day-to-day basis, the man must be happy coming to the home, and the wife must be happy to be the queen of the home. And that's fundamental. And when they're not with each other, they must feel a sense of loss. They must feel that, you know, that they are missing each other. This is important. You know.
Mm-hmm. It is why we've got a caller on the line. I see that people have taken heed. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to Radio Islam.
Wa alaikum salam, Mulana. How are you?
Alhamdulillah, shukr.
Alhamdulillah, Mulana and Brother Idris and Mulana Daya. One comment to make. This is my opinion. I don't know. You know, what I experience is that unfortunately, our Muslim ulama and you know, the institutes which goes for help for marriage problems and child problems. I came across that if you're not wealthy or you're not well known in a community or a professional, they don't really give you, you know, much time, and they said to say that I have experienced that, you know, that they're not prepared to assist you. But if you are well known, wealthy, or, you know, then they assist you, because that's what I came across. I don't know what Brother Idris feel that. It's but said, you know, I felt very hurt because that's what I experienced.
Okay. You know, let me respond. I'm quite surprised that that's the observation that he has made. On a personal level, on my personal level, you know, I don't charge people for my counseling. And in fact, I always remind myself and always tell my wife that it'd be a very sad day if someone that is unknown to me, someone that comes from an impoverished or, I use the word advisedly, I do not help them, because Allah is a witness to all of this, you know. And perhaps if he has made that observation, he should bring it to the notice of the individuals involved in that organization. Because my take is that I have the highest regard for people that are doing this work, and you know, sometimes it could be an off day, whatever. But on my part, if any way I can help you, brother, please, you must not hesitate to call me.
Okay, Jazakumullah khair. And Rizbai, it brings us to the end of the program. Shukran for your time. We will speak next week, inshallah.
May you go well, all the best, and look after yourself. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Mawlana Ibrahim, shukran to you, and shukran to our studio operator, Brother Usama, from Janeed Jasad, and Mawlana Ibrahim Dayo. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.